Catholics today, let's look at the question of, do unbaptized babies go to heaven or hell? Okay? Now, Catholics are walking this one back today, too. Okay? Because basically, they used to say, there used to be a huge deal from the AD 400 all the way up to, from what I can tell, the mid-1900s, that Catholics would not want to bury unbaptized babies, and they wouldn't, you know, have funerals and all this. They had to put them in unconsecrated ground because they went to this different hell called limbo that they made up. Two, it's not in the Bible. They made it up. Catholic answers. Here's what they say. First of all, when you ask a question to someone, a pastor or whoever, some religious leader, and you say, "Do unbaptized babies go to hell?" And they give you a 10-page dissertation, and then they don't answer the question at the end, they are lying to you. Okay? When you ask someone a yes or no question, and what they say now is they're going to say, "Well, we don't know. We hope." But they don't even say "we don't know" right at the beginning. They'll give you a 10-page dissertation because they're lying to you. Okay? In "Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on His name," these commands are universal, not restricted to adults. This is for infant baptism. Furthermore, these commands make clear the necessary connection between baptism and salvation, a connection explicitly stated in 1 Peter 3. Let's go there. Let's check it out. In 1 Peter 3, verse 21, "Baptism now saves you, not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So they say baptism saves us. Let's look at that. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 21. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 21. The Bible reads, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." You see those first four words? The like figure whereunto. Turn to Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Remember how we read the Bible literally unless we see words like as, or as unto, or, you know, as this, where it's clearly using, you know, symbolism. The Bible here is saying that this baptism is a figure. It's a figure of our salvation in 1 Peter chapter 3. It's a figure whereunto even baptism now also does save us. Then he puts in parentheses, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but because of, it's a good conscience towards God to get baptized, is what he's saying. Look at Romans 6, verses 4. The Bible reads, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." It's a picture identifying us with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You sit in the water, you go under the water, it pictures the death. And you rise out of the water, it pictures the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's a command that God's given us. So it's our obedience. It's a good conscience towards God after salvation. We'll show you that in a minute here. It's a picture. But remember Bible reading rule 101? When you read something, and if I read 1 Peter 3:21, and I think that I have to be baptized to be saved, that gives me all kinds of problems elsewhere in the Bible. Like hundreds and hundreds of problems. Like John 3:15. Like John 3:16. Like John 3:18. Like most easily understood verses in the Bible now don't make any sense. You see? So whenever you read something and your first thought is, "Hey, that sounds like you have to be baptized to be saved," you're interpreting that wrong. But if you just look at the first four words, it says the like figure. That's what baptism is. It's a figure. It's a picture. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of God the Father, by the glory of the Father, even also we should walk in newness of life. The Bible clearly says in John 3:15 that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. It doesn't say anything about baptism here, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. It doesn't say he that believeth and is baptized. It doesn't say he that is baptized is not condemned. It says he that believeth on him is not condemned. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. It's believing on. It's very exclusive and it's very clear. And then he says the inverse of it. He that believeth not. So what gets you saved? What gets you everlasting life? Believing on. What makes you not saved? Believeth not.